Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN, a smoothly shaved KBN.
You just make it weird always. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, KBN. Brad Nortman here with you. Joining us on a Tuesday, on a Tory Low Tuesday, is Tory Low. What's happening in?
Hey, what's happening in?
Hey. How did the Truth Community cleanup go on Saturday?
Oh, it was powerful. And hey, look, wait a minute. Hold on. I had a surprise guest.
Yeah.
Showed up on your behalf.
My little baby daughter.
Baby girl.
She was picking up trash.
Yes. Almost a tear almost came. You saw representation.
I was there in spirit.
That and more than spirit, there in seed.
Yes.
There
in seed indeed.
That's pow.
Yeah, she was sitting there just doing, you know, just smiling, being cute.
Of course.
That'll raise morale.
It sounds like you're taking her out for not being able to pick up trash at 15 months old.
She was smiling and being cute. She was doing what she was supposed to do.
I didn't like your tone.
I'm glad. Super dad over here. Good for you. I'm glad. Sorry that your daughter was smiling and being
cute. Thank you. What did y'all do yesterday?
What was yesterday?
I don't know. I've been told to ask what happened yesterday.
How can you forget? Yesterday? Are you trying to block it out of your mind?
Oh, yesterday. Today's Tuesday. Yes, Kyle and I received Brazilian waxes.
What?
Wait, you didn't know this?
No. Brazilian waxes?
You know what's included in that?
Everything.
I want to know? I mean, what? Every part?
Yeah, so last year, Gabe Neitzel, one of our teammates ESPN Wisconsin, he raises money for the Mac Fund when they play 100 holes of golf, and he pledges a certain amount of dollars every birdie. Our fans obviously love to get involved and help Gabe out and raise money for the Mac Fund, childhood cancer. And so,
good calls.
Of course. Great calls.
Without any type of incentive, already a great call.
Yeah, but we obviously want to raise the most money. Mm. I'm a competitive person. Yeah. And every year that Gabe comes on, whether it was Scalzo and Brust or Kyle Bruston-Nortman, he gets the biggest jump in donation during our show. And so I said, hey, if somebody wants to donate $1,000 to the Mac Fund on behalf of Gabe Neitzel's.
Hold on a minute. He gets the biggest jump in donation when Ben Brust is involved, is what that guy just said, and tried to sneak right past him.
He did.
Gabe would tell you that is the truth. He said it to us today.
Look at him. He's I'm competitive, and so
I am.
I drag everybody into this
Nation.
Work.
We've all been very, very generous.
He's a good salesperson.
Thank you, Tor. But it's not about sales. It's about helping childhood
cancer. No, that's what I'm
talking
about. You make sure that everybody buys
in. Yeah, and they feel involved. They feel like they're a part of KBN Nation. And the next thing you know.
If you didn't make it with ESPN, you could have been a great door-to-door salesperson.
Door-to-door
salesman.
Knocking
on doors.
Vacuum. Right.
What would you do if Ben Brust knocked on your door?
I probably would buy it.
Hey, powerful.
I bought into most of his antics.
Yeah, me too.
What do you mean antics?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's for a great cause.
So that being said.
They say that the doesn't actually hurt.
Oh!
That's a ripping sound, Tori.
That is live audio.
And at this point, everybody usually just tries to calm down as best as possible. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it?
It's like a 7-8.
First time is always going to be worse because you don't know what to expect. And then also hairs are going to be a lot tougher due to wax or due to shaving and stuff like that. So.
Oh, me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Am I looking
Sounds
good?
Brutal.
Yes, sir.
It's diabolical.
Oh, wow. It's diabolical. Did it hurt?
Did it hurt? You heard my screams.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm good now.
Tori, would you do it with us?
Okay, hold on.
So that's the thing. Somebody
This is already done. Right?
Somebody donated $1,000 to the Mac Fund.
Tori, 2025.
And he didn't do the full thing. I did the full thing, and he chickened out.
Yeah, Kyle stopped short at the.
Somebody donated $1,000.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Let
me get this straight.
Get it straight.
Y'all getting waxed. Did he lay down? Did he at least have the towel on?
There's no towel.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, thank you, Tori. She told me drop them drawers. I said, wait a minute, man. I don't even know you like that. She said drop. It was cold in there. It was a little. It was cold. I told her.
Did you leave your shirt on?
I did. I look like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh wow.
I did.
Wait a minute. So
she saw everything.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's what she does. I don't know why you guys are so shocked.
It's still shocking though. No, it's not. Really is.
She was so comfortable. Weirdo?
It's a lot of exposure.
No, it's not shocking at all.
Stranger.
All right, so
you're getting a Brazilian wax.
You're getting a Brazilian wax.
You get. You got to get new.
You know how many people?
Yes.
You could have put a sleeve on or something.
Yeah. She has to get that area.
When she gets to the area, you just get the area she needs to get to.
Do you know how many people this woman has seen naked in a professional setting?
I'm just saying.
You're not one of one, buddy.
I'm obviously.
He likes to act like it.
Okay,
so how far did you get?
What you want to see?
No, I don't want to see.
Oh, we can take a listen in.
So you did do it then.
Take a listen in.
All right, so she asked me, am I ready for the hard part here? It's the hard part, the big kahuna.
Not the big kahuna, not yet.
Okay.
You don't get above it first.
Oh, no, I was talking about the where the hair is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. When you hear big kahuna, there's no easy way to ask that, but.
Hey.
Yeah, well, no, don't ask it.
It's, what comes to mind, Tori?
Yeah, we all
I think like, they was trying to get the private area.
Hey,
there you go.
Hey, private parts is a part of the
wild. And he skipped out on that, and that's when I got my worst rip.
And that's when they ripped it.
Well, yeah, they had to get everything.
Yeah, that rip you heard was off his little jewels.
Oh wow, yeah, the one that created the baby.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's the one exactly.
And so, the seed rested for moments.
Was it just one rip?
I didn't look.
I'm talking about did she have to go back in and do a couple more rips?
Yeah, there was like three in a row, I feel like.
Oh, okay. And some Tommy Lee action going on.
Ooh, Tommy Lee, who is that?
Never mind.
Tommy Lee, you talking about Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson?
Never mind.
Wait, is that what you
keep it
about?
Moving, hey.
Tori Lowe Tuesday. Oh, great things in the community. Kyle going halfway like he always does.
No, I went 90%.
Jonah from Fort Washington, I would like to start a petition to give Kyle the nickname of Halfway because he'll fully commit to something at the start, but when it comes down to it, when it's time to ultimately go,
Tori, they said I didn't go deep enough in the water.
He finds a way to back out.
you really did.
Well, we got video evidence. So.
What? Oh, we got video evidence.
I don't know.
You're jumping on that train,
Tori. I don't know what the video
evidence. You were damn near drunk when you got out the water.
I don't know what the video evidence is of the waxing.
Oh, it's video evidence. I got it on my phone.
It's on your phone. So did you lay down?
No, she told me crisscross applesauce and get up. That's what she told me. Get up there and crisscross applesauce, and I did it.
And so how far did you go? How much hair was removed?
Tori, I'm telling you right now, listen.
80%?
If Charles Barkley went between my legs, that's what it looked like.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to phrase it. Why are you using NBA players
that are bald
to describe your now
he's
regions.
Saying it's cleaned up.
Yeah, it's cleaned up.
Nobody wants to be associated with that.
I mean, I don't know any bald-head women. So, yeah. Amber Rose.
Yeah, but basically at this point, they're not bald. They have like sideburns on like or above their ear because you left some stuff because you didn't do the full thing.
It's looking like Hulk Hogan.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. All right, brother.
Oh, wow.
It's got that rip in the front.
That
Kyle Mania
is running wild.
Yeah. You going to make it up to Green Bay, Tori, for the
mane.
NFL draft?
He got a mane up there. Oh, well, yeah, I'm coming up there for the draft. You know what? I got to be there. It's the hugest event.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been in Wisconsin once. In 1934, it was in Milwaukee.
1939.
The next time they may be.
another confident.
I mean, you're right. It was
Brad
Milwaukee.
Is a good listener. He heard the information. He heard a stat, and he actually took it in, unlike Ben. Ben knew it was 1930-something. You knew exactly.
Pretty good. In Milwaukee.
Well, all I'm saying is, I am going to come up to the draft. What Packer fan would not want to see probably a once-in-a-lifetime event. I don't know if it's going to roll back around in our time.
Yeah, I mean, most people probably who are alive won't. In 39 aren't. Some are. Some people are still alive from 39, mm-hmm. but probably don't recall or remember. There's a good of y'all. I see y'all, but.
You got four position groups that are the most likely selections. You have offensive lineman, wide receiver, defensive end, cornerback. Which of those four would you like to see drafted at the pick 23?
Well, I heard that Jair is not, he's having surgery.
Oh, what?
Is that? Well, I don't know. They say there's something. Well, I don't know.
Do not take that as gospel.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Your source?
Well, I thought I saw something. Somebody. No. Okay. Well, then it didn't happen. Well, I know that something is going on with Jair that he's likely not going to be on the team.
Yeah, they're trying to trade him. He refused to take a pay cut to be traded. So there is some interest for Jair to get traded.
Yeah. He's always injured. What they're trying to say is that. If they're going to pick, try to pick the best quality cornerback.
Okay, so you want corner.
Because, I mean, to fill the hole, yeah. Because I don't see a game-breaker wide receiver.
Okay.
See a lot of talent at cornerback.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Which one would make you more outraged? Would it be drafting a defensive lineman, drafting a cornerback, an offensive lineman, or a corner?
Why does it have to be outraged for any of these?
I want to know which one would make you more outraged.
There's no outrage.
Is there any that you'd be disappointed?
I think if we go offensive lineman.
Thank you.
I think that because we always go offensive lineman. I know Green Bay, we go protection first. But I think we went that way last year. I think we did that. I think that.
So, that would be stupid to draft an offensive lineman first round.
Yeah, building the trenches is never a good idea in football.
Well, the thing is.
Crazy.
I would rather go defensive tackle.
Yeah, before I went offensive line.
Before I go offensive line. If there's a guy there that can really have a great upside. But right now, I see some good talent maybe out there where when I'm looking at the draft, you can't go wrong with picking good corner ideas.
Yeah, and that, in the first round. That matches the need. Mm-hmm. And there's also just a level of – it's a first-round draft pick. I mean, enough with the drafting for potential. You cannot miss on first-round draft pick and expect to build a team that can win a Super Bowl.
Right.
So Goody's got to change his philosophy just a little bit for more immediate production and more of a, you know, one where you're almost a level of certainty what the guy's going to be able to contribute.
Tori, you didn't request this, did you?
Yeah, this is what I'm feeling about that going up to the NFL draft.
So you told him you want to play
Mbop?
Hanson?
What does Mbop mean?
This is a good draft going up to the NFL draft.
Everyone's going to be driving up I-94.
Hey, come on now.
Tori, so what were you doing when Hanson came up with this? I was a child watching Nickelodeon. What were you doing?
I was in Iowa somewhere.
I'm sure there was definitely Mbop in there.
I was in Iowa somewhere. Probably Mbopping.
Yeah, I mean.
You live like 18 different lives.
Hey, that's what they say. But like I said, you know, the NFL draft is coming. This is feel-good music.
It is feel-good.
It's a great beat.
I'm very excited for it. It is classic. I'm excited for the NFL draft next week, but I'm more excited for the Packers not to screw it up next week.
Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking that cornerback, I say that if you're going to do it, I wouldn't mind a corner or I wouldn't mind a defensive tackle.
What about a receiver?
I don't like what I'm seeing as far as receiver, like as far as game changer. I don't see that.
I see that. I think there's some guys
I don't
in
see
the
game changer at receiver right
I feel
there.
It. I feel it. There's not like, you know, this isn't a loaded receiver.
Right.
Well, fellas, let me tell you about a game changer. And that is the new Pick 6 app from DraftKings. Pick 6 from DraftKings.
Powerful.
When it comes to basketball payouts, baseball payouts, Tori. Powerful. Way more powerful than their competitors. And the other daily fantasy apps. Hit all your picks and score higher minimum payouts on Pick 6, plus even more cash if you outscore the competition. Pick 6 is available in most states, including right here in Wisconsin. New players, their DraftKings Pick 6. Get $50 in Pick 6 credits instantly on just a $5 entry. Put $5 in, all of a sudden you got $55. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code WKTI. That's code WKTI. I have a new acronym for you coming in just a second. For new customers to play, $5, get $50 in Pick 6. Credits, better payouts, bigger wins only with Pick 6 from DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 18+. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Void where prohibited. 1 per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 14 days. Limited time offer. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. That's code WKTI on Pick 6. Ready? WKTI. Whatever Kyle thinks. Impossible. WKTI.
WKTI. That's a great promo code.
Oh, wow.
You want to see my mom?
Get him out of here.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want. Oh,
seam head.
I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
A seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Mine and your mind and your look so divine.
get your recovery at QC Kinetics. Those joint pain that you're experiencing, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back is keeping you from living the life that you want to live. Do not waste any more time. Summer is on the horizon in Wisconsin. That's all the times you can do all the things that you want to do. But you can't do that if you're experiencing joint pain. I know when I went to QC Kinetics, checked out everything they had to offer with my own eyes, and I could see the regenerative treatments. That they are the nation's leader in advanced regenerative treatments. Plasma, platelets, PRP, all different cutting-edge treatments that go well beyond the surgery, drugs, and downtime that you're told are the only way to go. Now with QC Kinetics, they're able to work with you to put a personal plan together to give you a life of activity and pain-free living. Life is just too short to live with pain. So you need to take control of your life and get your free, totally free consultation with QC Kinetics. Start enjoying your life the pain-free way with QC Kinetics. Give them a call today at 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
Come and join Kyle Bruston Nortman on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Brand new. Get in your app store. Get in Google Play. You might have to search Wisconsin On Demand on Google Play, but it'll have the same functionality, and that image will be changed to the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can listen, you can watch, you can do it all. You can enter a contest that we have, and one for you to specifically have an all-inclusive on day three at the draft.
They don't make music like that no more.
In Green
sure
Bay.
Sure don't.
Ben Bruston, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofer on the show. UKB Nation at 800-990-3776. For those who missed it yesterday, I got a full Brazilian wax. Kyle got a 75% Brazilian wax.
90!
Yeah, but you missed the hardest part, so you go down to 75%. Mm. And we will be replaying that audio a little bit later, probably to close the show.
Give him the video, Strofe. Dang it. Give him the video.
If the Bucks, who are, again, it's a road game. They're 4.5-point dogs. It's a long series. Damian Lillard is not cleared for game action. He can ramp up his activities.
Wait a minute, Brad. I thought he was, you know, what did he say?
I mean, I never anticipated he'd come back for round one. Oh. But yeah, he's putting together the breadcrumbs.
What happened to Peekaboo? Peekaboo.
It's all the breadcrumbs, Kyle. It's all the breadcrumbs.
There might not be a chance for him to peekaboo if they don't get out of the first round for the first time.
I do agree. They got to get out of the first round likely without Dame completely. But I think round two, he'd come back. And then the championship run
Do not
continues.
Take anything Brad's saying. Like, don't take his word for it.
Yeah, why?
He's not a fact. He's not a doctor.
You don't trust, you're not a Bucks fan? You don't believe in Giannis? You don't believe in this team?
No, I believe in Giannis, but you're basically like, you don't know. You're not Chris Haynes. Like, you're not Adrian Wojnarowski. You're not Shams. Ooh. You're not an insider.
But
you don't have sources.
I'm just reading all the things they put out there. They said there's optimism that he comes back at some point during the playoffs. Report came out today that you have to read the wording, guys.
Come on now, let's read the word.
The wording says that, I'm just pulling up the article, Bucks Damian Lillard will miss the start of the NBA playoffs. The start.
So what you're saying is the only he's not early out part. Round one.
Because if they knew he was out, they'd say he will miss the what? Entire NBA playoffs, but he's just missing the start.
You know why they don't know when he's going to be healthy?
Is it a blood clot?
Yeah. I want Brad to answer that question.
Yeah, because it's a fairly serious medical issue.
And it's not like, oh, yeah, usually, you know, you have surgery on your finger, you're out 6 weeks, typically that's like, the blood clot, typically, you don't really know.
But it's
know.
Healed much faster than anybody would have thought beforehand.
Mm-hmm. So,
and Damian Lillard is a world-class athlete and an ultimate competitor.
So you can't predict the future with a blood clot because you don't know how it's going
but
to
happen. But how come they're not just ruling him out then?
Because he's
they should just rule him out.
Because he's working towards something. They're not because they are going to keep working on him. There is a chance he comes back. But, Brad, you talking about peekaboo, he's coming back.
Why does Kyle look like he's in outer space on his camera?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wait, what? So
the camera
so
has a mind
up.
Of his own. The brand new camera has a mind of his own. What an investment.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit scary. Right?
It occasionally resets. So it'll just zoom all the way out. And this is, I don't know, on Monday it happened three times.
Trophy, you've been playing, you've been toying with the dark arts of AI back
been,
there.
That's true.
Have you invited that into our technology? And all of a sudden these cameras are starting to act on
Please
their own
zoom
a
out
bit?
From the biggest fraud in the room. Oh, Kyle, why are you so far away?
Ah.
Nailed it. Dad joke alert. Ba-dum-ching.
Bad joke. very bad joke. Brett,
so
you were saying,
look, if they like Brett doesn't know what he's saying, but the biggest thing is they need to make it out of the first round.
I agree.
And I agree if they that. Don't, like, what would you say to Giannis? What would be your sales pitch? And like, this isn't like a thing now where it's like he doesn't owe anybody anything anymore. He has been so loyal to this city and to this team and to this franchise. This doesn't mean it's going to happen. But you can't fault the man at this point if he's looking for a new situation. You'd have to have a sales pitch. I know they went and got Dame. They've been doing things. But when you're running out of assets to do, you're running out of assets to do things. And if it's sign a guy here, I mean, you better come up with the best business plan of all time to make sure that he doesn't go anywhere. Because I would ride to the end of the earth, even if it just meant Giannis was here till the end of his career. You could have that happen. But in the NBA, a lot of times, that's out of your control because players have a ton of power. He hasn't used that power against the Bucks, and I don't think he will, but there is a chance that he would if this was the third year. You can say injuries the last 2 years have derailed them from having success. You can even say injuries derailed them when Chris Middleton got hurt when they were coming off of the championship and they had a chance against the Celtics. Over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Strofe.
Hi, KBN Nation. It's AI Strofe. I hope everyone has an amazing Tuesday. We need more love.
That's it?
That's so
creepy.
That
was the drop in?
Oh, what pathetic. It sucked.
We need more love?
What? That's so random. What made you do that?
You said I've been toying with the dark arts of AI. I just wanted to show you that Brad and Kyle aren't alone. The only person I have in AI is Ben.
Oh, that'll be thrilling.
And he gives me the most material.
That's probably true. I'm like walking AI.
Yeah, right. I don't need the AI. You say enough stupid stuff by yourself.
Don't we all?
I mean, you more than everyone else.
But Kyle's a walking fraud.
Oh, Kyle's a walking flip-flopper, but at least he talks with conviction. Sometimes you say things with conviction that are just flat out wrong.
Well, at least I give it a shot with confidence.
Yeah, but he says things with confidence that haven't happened yet.
And that usually don't come to fruition.
I wouldn't say all that.
Okay, what have you prognosticated?
I told y'all Jackson Trier was going to be a stud.
Everyone can tell you that.
Oh, no, not. I said different.
Like the top recruit, prospect, excuse me.
No, I said MLB. Different. Differently. I put a stamp on it. I said he was going to be a guy that wins MVPs and it's going to be in the Hall of Fame. But, what else did I say? I'm sure I said a lot. I don't listen, KBN Nation. It's not about being right.
I say a lot.
Wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't track how right I am on a lot of stuff. It's not about that. It's about entertaining and
being
factual.
You called Jordan Love selfish for sitting out of 4 days of training camp during install,
and he got hurt early on. I don't know. Maybe he would have practiced and gotten hurt.
What about Giannis's leadership? You still stand by that?
You did call him a bad leader.
No, I didn't say bad. I said he needs to improve. And I would say, based off of that, Giannis this year, his leadership definitely has improved. And you've seen when Dame was out, he utilized that leadership to lead the team to an 8-game winning streak going into the playoffs. And so,
being Eastern Conference Player of the Week 2 weeks in a row.
No, Giannis' leadership is fantastic. And for Giannis, when I think about this, what this playoff first round means, it means everything for Giannis. It means everything for the Bucks. The Bucks, regardless without having Dame, Giannis, you are going to be, and you are, one of the top players in the NBA. Number one guys like Giannis, you can beat a 4 seed. You can beat a 4 seed. It's not often that it's not often that a 5 seed has one of the most dominant players, not only of our time, but one of the most dominant players in the NBA this season.
You can't do it alone.
Giannis
cannot be playing any better. But you still can't do it alone.
You cannot do it alone. But the Milwaukee Bucks do have the pieces around Giannis that make getting out of the first round possible.
Let's get real for a second. Possible. How confident are you guys legitimately in the Bucks getting out of the first round?
I feel good.
Like a percentage? Or
no, just like, give me how confident.
Bucks in 6.
I mean, I kind of like that response. I would say I'm fairly confident. I'm not like, I wouldn't put my stamp on. Well, I said the Bucks are going to win the championship.
Oh,
so I guess, but.
Want your money
basketball
back?
Talk about flip flopping. But now that it's actually arrived, look, I mean, I feel better about the Bucks winning a championship than I do like this first round.
All right.
It's like I'm literally haunted by these first rounds.
That's just wild. But that being said, the series price right now for the Bucks to get out of the first round and beat the Indiana Pacers. Do you think they're favorites or not?
No, but they're underdogs.
Yeah, they're underdogs for sure.
Pacers minus 200.
Dang.
Oh, what are the Bucks?
Plus 165.
Ooh. Do you like that?
If you want them.
I kind of like it.
I love it, actually.
I kind of like it.
I love it a lot. So if I put down $20.
No, you're 0 for your last 7.
So you got to, listen, Ben Bruss was 0 for his last 15 in Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss, and you won too.
That's
so,
true.
Hey,
miracles
listen,
happen every day.
Listen, I'm believing in Giannis. So if I put down 20, how much am I winning, Ben?
33. Plus your 20 back.
Ooh, $33? When does the series start, Thursday or Wednesday?
Saturday. All week to stew on it.
Oh, I'm going to Pot O.
I kind of like that bet, too.
Oh, I might
over to Pot O as well.
I love that bet, man. I need that $33.
Y'all got cash. I'm going to the weekly wager tomorrow, 6 to 7 p.m.
I got my $7 for sure that lady.
Seven?
You remember the lady tried to play me?
I'm not taking $7 for a bet.
Okay. IOU?
I owe you.
I'll cash.
Who says that anymore? They say I'll Venmo you. Something like that.
I owe you.
It just came to my head.
I literally haven't heard that in 15 years.
Those are as good as money.
Good as money.
$275,000.
Dumb and Dumber, the all-time classic?
I've seen bits and pieces of Dumb and
Dumber. Bits and pieces?
Dude, Dumb and Dumber came out when we were children. You shouldn't have been seeing it. But I had
but,
seen
but it stayed good. It stayed gold this whole
time. Take that $7 to the bank, man.
Oh, yes. I definitely want to take that $7 to the bank. Citizens Bank, that is. And I want you to be able to have the glory and the love of working with a bank like Citizens Bank because they are local. See, there's the thing. If you're thinking about leveling up, you're thinking about growing your, you know, finances, you can do it with Citizens Bank. Like, just having a checking account sometimes isn't enough. And at Citizens Bank, they can help you start thinking bigger, saving more, paying attention to interest rates, or even maybe working towards buying your first home. They can support you right there with Citizens Bank. And the thing I love about them on top of that is the fact that with them being local, that means everything to me, right? You can find them locally in your neighborhood, but then on top of that, you also can use their mobile app. Visit them today at citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank, because if you're ready to take the next step, they are there to take it with you. And always remember, they're local and they get where you are coming from and they actually care about helping people in the community plan for what's next. So if you want to plan for what's next, get with your local bank with Citizens Bank. Citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank.
I went really deep into Ben's best bet. I think I got to do it again, but I'm 1-0 since Alex Strofe stopped keeping track. I think it was like 9-6, which was still a solid record. But the Mets Athletics over
did hit.
11 cool. runs scored on that 9.5 that I moved to 10 to get better value.
They struggled to score runs after that.
Well,
you got it.
Got the one. It was the pitching matchup that I was talking about that I liked. You got to look into all the scenarios. I got another winner for you. Ben's best bet. Plus, we have on the poll, would you be upset if the Packers drafted an offensive lineman in the first round? I want to see where the pulse is outside of Kyle Wallace being outraged if that would happen. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. Would you be outraged like Kyle Wallace if the Packers drafted an offensive lineman in the first round? Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our feelings. No, come on. Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo, fuck. I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you?
Yeah.
Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
And she says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids.
Oh, yes, if you want to be like the cool kids in your neighborhood, go ahead and go to UWD.com. Yep, that's Universal Windows Direct. They'll have everybody saying, like my neighbors are saying, like, ooh, what are those? I said, that's Universal Windows Direct. And guess what? With UWD, they have the fan favorite. I told them, you have buy two, get two. And they said, that's nice. I said, no, buy four, get four. They said, what? I said, listen, you can do buy 10, get 10 because there is absolutely no limit when you buy windows from Universal Windows Direct. And right now they have a special spring surprise. You get a $500 bonus for your entire home improvement project. There's no better time to bundle and save. So if you've been thinking about adding an entry door or vinyl siding along with your window replacement, do it now to take full advantage of these great savings. What are you waiting for? Schedule your free in-home estimate today by calling 414 414-
414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000 to schedule your free in-home estimate today. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my Universal Windows Direct.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strophy running the show. Oh, I love that break screen. Letting you know, and I looked at my YouTube TV. Fox 6 carrying the 6:30 start, 6:40 first pitch. Right here in Milwaukee.
Oh, baseball.
Free baseball for you on television.
Let's go.
I like that.
Also, listen at 620 WTMJ, our sister station right here in Milwaukee. I mean, you have all the options as the Brewers take on the Detroit Tigers and look to get back to 500. We're early on. We'll do a check-in in our Brewers math very closely here as the second game of a 17-game NFL season would be 19 games in. Getting close.
What is it now? It's 17 games in?
They are
8-9?
I think 8-9, so. 17 games in. In so, 2 games, we'll give an update
on buddy.
The next game of a 17-game season based off Brewers math that we do here. But now I got to give you my best bet.
It's time for Ben Bruss' Best Bets. Sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
5:40 start time here for this one, so make sure you get to the 20-minute reserve parking spaces. Connor Gillespie on a very mid-team is a 3.86 ERA. He's with the Marlins. And then Merrill Kelly, stinks. Stinks out loud. The best news is he stinks so much that the Marlins will get runs. But I actually like the Diamondbacks alone in this one. Corbin Carroll is one of the best sluggers as a leadoff and as a third-year guy in the MLB. Obviously, I'm sure Brewers fans are familiar with Corbin Carroll, as that's who was big in the defeat in the Wild Card Series 2 years ago. It was the Mets, obviously, last year. Now, for team totals here, over 5.5 runs is plus 128. I'm giving you some juice. I think that the Diamondbacks take Connor Gillespie deep and do it many times. Love their lineup. Don't want to go through baseball nerdy Ben here, but I love the way Corey Lovello and their team plays baseball. Corbin Carroll's electric. Over 5.5 runs tonight for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
It's not nerdy. It's just being a seam head.
Seam
head. A lot of runs.
You chose the Diamondbacks because you saw them recently against the Brewers?
No, but I was referencing the Brewers from 2 years ago.
No, I'm talking about they just played them.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with, again, it's based off pitchers for me.
Okay.
I get it at, you can also get the over-under at 9, which I like at 9, personally. I just don't trust the Marlins lineup. I think they stink. They started hot and they're starting to dwindle. Corbin Carroll, Geraldo Perdomo, Gino Suarez, Josh Naylor, Pavin Smith, Luis Uriel Jr. Like, they got power and they're playing a pitcher that stinks. Righty lefty, I'm calling a Corbin Carroll bomb today. There it is.
Ooh, look at that. Calling home run.
Well, I mean, that's not the best bet. That's just me now hyping up the over 5.5 up plus 128 for a little plus money there for you. That is the best bet brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Since Strofe stopped keeping track, I guess I'm 1-0. How we do this? You're not going to say anything?
Or you just blow
why
like
are you
that?
Freezing? It's your job to talk.
I'm aware, but I don't know. Keep track of your own stuff, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Homer.
That's your problem, Strofe says.
You want to see something?
Oh, wow. Homer,
are you going to offer
say
again?
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't want to see it. And you're starting to get really weird with the offering of people looking at
nobody's
you after getting
asking.
Brazilian wax.
I've heard you offer it.
No, I think if I
got a Brazilian
a grand,
wax,
you guys should all agree to come naked tomorrow and do the show naked, the full 3 hours.
We can't do that.
Why not?
We would get fired.
Well, why would you get fired?
We're on video.
Homer, we'll work the camera. We'll adjust the cameras accordingly. They can.
What about
the
people in the market hall?
Well, I'll take care of putting a banner down so no one can see it.
Homer, $1,000.
I mean, I'm gonna do it. You get this approved.
No, $1,000 is not
enough
for me to be.
They can't see you from below the
waist.
Wait,
$1,000 per person?
No. He's talking about
$1,000 total, $250 per person to be naked for the show. I don't know.
Wait, are we being paid for it?
No, it's going to the Mac Fund.
It goes to the Mac Fund. That's how this whole thing
works. So we'd only be seeing each other naked.
Do I get paid for it? No, it's for the Mac Fund.
I am not subjecting myself
to... You've been offering to show yourself to anybody.
I've been offering to show the top part. I've been offering to show the whole thing.
Again, no one would see anything but the top part based on the cameras.
I don't want to look at Ben or Brad's manhood.
But I would think you could have shorts on and no one would know.
So then you're cheating.
I'd allow you to cheat.
Ben kind of cheated yesterday. He shaved himself before he went.
No, that actually makes it worse.
But you tried to cheat. You tried to cheat. So you
thought
it would make it better.
You're the only one who cheated.
Oh, because I didn't get my...
Of course. You didn't do what you agreed to.
Now, Homer, you know
what? I always thought of you as a man of principle.
You're not
going to get this. Wow.
Uh-oh. When it came right down to it.
When she said, do you want to do that? Hey, I said, no, ma'am.
Mr. Wallace is becoming Magic Kyle.
Whatever you say about Goody and anybody else ever again about being legitimate.
You got to look yourself in the mirror.
Yes.
Because I didn't get my crown jewels.
No, because you didn't do what you said. How many times?
I didn't know what I signed up for. If that man would have told me, they would have said, Kyle, you got to have wax on your crown jewels.
Who's responsible? To find out what you're signing up for.
KBN Nation, there's a lot of pressure that comes around with doing this show, right? When people throw stuff in your face, you don't know.
Sometimes, can we get some
sometimes you say
here?
Things that
you
say
to the fans is going to endear them.
It's a tough life, Kyle. Before,
it is a tough life.
But he plays the victim pretty well.
Oh, you're good at it.
No, I didn't know. I didn't realize.
Hey, KBN, there's just so much pressure around here.
I did the best I could yesterday. I got you a video that you can see on YouTube.
For those who don't know
exactly what's going on.
We're gonna play. Do what you said you would do.
Homer, watch the video. I did something, though.
On the other side, all pieces of audio from The Wax coming up next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh,
seam head.
I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
Seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
An hour from Green Bay, less than 2.5, about 218 according to Homer. To Higher Love, findhigherlove.com/CBD, at Find Higher Love on social media. 9 retail locations across the Upper Peninsula with 2 stores just over the border in Menominee and Ironwood. Elevate your draft day experience when you make Higher Love your top pick. Draft day is approaching. Whether you're watching every pick or there for the party, Higher Love has everything you need to elevate your draft experience. As the best in the Midwest, Higher Love offers the largest selection of organic, clean, green certified products at unbeatable value, making them the can't-miss top pick. Check out Higher Love. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman wrapping it up before the Homer Hour. If you missed it, I got the full Brazilian wax. Kyle didn't do the full thing. Here are some highlights from our Brazilian waxes.
I'm down as best as possible. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it?
It's like a 7-8.
First time is always going to be worse because you don't know what to expect, and then also hairs are going to be a lot tougher due to wax or due to shaving and stuff like that. So.
Oh, me. Oh, it. Am I looking good?
It's
better. No, some of them hurt. Like, oh. 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 And that was just the right side?
Yep, this is the right side. And then we got one more side, and then we'll be all done.
Oh. Does that one hurt a lot?
Actually, they say that the doesn't actually hurt.
Liar.
Oh! Woo! Yeah, I mean, I'm
I'm tough, right? Right?
Bird? You didn't kick me yet.
So nah, I ain't never.
Oh, yeah! Woo!
Am I screaming normal, easy, or loud?
I'd say pretty medium.
Medium. All right. I just don't want to be the worst.
Oh, no. You're definitely not the worst. I was like, wait, not the loud worst.
Do you have the person after me?
Just one person.
Is his name Kyle?
They have him down as Brian.
Yeah, so that's Kyle.
Okay.
That's my co-host.
Perfect. So, yep, he's going to be down with us.
You can compare screams.
You can compare screams.
I was louder.
Louder. Oh, yeah.
Strofe, do you think she was flirting with me?
Oh, wow.
All right, KBN Nation, we're here. Got myself mentally prepared as I took the half-hour drive. It's almost go time.
Oh, my God.
You've been taking it easy on you.
I ain't been taking it easy. You hear this nonsense? You see how Ben tried to set me up, y'all? He tried to... Tried to set me up. What happened with Lake Michigan? Nah, what happened with Lake Michigan is we couldn't, it was dirty water.
The wind, the night falls.
So you came out
right there. Oh, my Lord.
That's the best part.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can I still sing it after you're crying?
Oh, okay.
Your hairs are actually healthy.
Mm. Ooh, y'all hear that? Very healthy.
Healthy hair.
Very healthy. Oh, okay. Ooh. Ooh, I'm gonna bleed, Emma. Oh my gosh, I've never seen myself like this before.
That means you need to drink water.
What?
Because if you ain't bleeding, that means you need to drink more water.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen myself like this before. He didn't do that part, did he?
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh. God,
he's winning. If you
no, he won. He won. He can have it. He can have it.
Okay. All right. That wasn't too bad, Sean.
You barely have me here now.
Oh.
Go about. All right. One more.
Oh.
All right. So she asked me, "Am I ready for the hard part here?" It's the hard part. The big kahuna.
Not the big kahuna. Not yet. Okay. You're gonna get above it first.
Oh, no, I was talking about the where the hair is.
The big kahuna.
Homie, you know what that is?
Now,
I still contend there is...
No, I have no
there
idea.
There is no other...
I know what the little kahuna is.
There's no way you meant the upper part when you said the big kahuna.
You're an idiot. Yeah. And you also didn't do it all the way through. And John in Milwaukee chimes in on the Carbless Talk and Text line. I'm surprised one of you didn't come out with the Kelly Clarkson. I'm not going to lie. The 40-year-old virgin, he yells, "Kelly Clarkson!" when he gets his wax on his chest. I don't know if you could hear the breathing and the screaming. Like, there's no thinking about what you're going to say next.
Yeah, no, not at all. It really takes your mind away because you just, you know, it's not excruciating pain, but it's not good pain, right? It didn't feel
it's a 7 or an 8. Like, yeah, don't say it's like a 7.
Like, you mentally can't just, some people can, but not me. I couldn't mentally just, like, lock in. Anytime she ripped, I couldn't just, like, like, it hurt.
Well, and part of it had to be, like, the anticipation, yes, right? Because you're slathering on the hot wax.
No, I was actually really glad. I say I was mad now, but looking back, I'm glad that she distracted me when I was, like, talking to her, and she's like, "Oh, I was just doing that to distract you." And I was like, "Okay, that's good."
Because she's a pro.
Yeah, I mean, she's done this for 4 years.
Do y'all understand how nerve wracking it is to see this thick blue wax?
It was blue.
I thought it was blue. Like black or brown.
No, it was mine. Would look blue.
Interesting.
It was just thick, and then she just
like
slabs
the color
it
makes
on
a difference.
No, but just all that thick blueness all of a sudden down there, you're just like, oh, and then all of a sudden it starts to form, and then she starts putting the paper on, and you just know,
yeah,
that it's
I
about
like,
to come.
Why
it's
are you
just
putting so much paper on?
Yeah, like, she was like, I can do 3 strips at a time, and when I said, girl, do what
will you
do.
Ever make such a bet again?
No, it wasn't even a bet.
He'll make a claim that he'll do something and that follow through.
I am going to try my darndest.
If I donate $3,000 to the MAC fund, will you go through an entire?
He will.
I didn't look Entire at him. What? I'm looking at Brazilian wax.
Oh.
What he didn't do this time.
$3,000 for the kid?
This is how, see?
Right, you see
but
what
$3,000 for childhood cancer? You could put your pride aside?
Ask him. He didn't get touched.
Of the three people here, there's only one who did not live. I'm giving you a chance to prove that the first time was a fluke and that you will live up to what you said.
They not touching down. They listen. They
for
are not.
For $3,000 for childhood cancer, you're that selfish?
I'll take that as a no.
Do y'all hear this?
Yeah.
This
I went through like I'm still standing here. I survived.
This is why I had no choice to say yes. That is the level of peer pressure. I'm
it's not peer pressure. It's for childhood
Brad,
cancer
you wanna
for
join
children.
Me for that? Would you join me for that?
No. I'm at least going to stand by it.
You got it. Homer.
Homer, would you do it for $3,000?
He's old. He doesn't
would
need to
I
do it?
Do it? Yeah. I wouldn't do it for $30,000.
Wait a minute.
But
he's
fronting the bill.
Well, heck, I could. I'll,
you could
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah, don't say
hold
anything.
Hold on, just so you
live
know.
Up to it.
You can say no. It's okay.
No, it just shows not. More of your character.
Oh, my gosh.
Homer Hour in 2 minutes. Jay Billis coming up.